This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay 3 nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit bestwestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
Welcome to the Hunt of War podcast, powered by Sportsman's Empire, where we celebrate the hunting and fishing lifestyle through the utilization and consumption of our wild game. No egos.
Fork in hand, beer in the other.
No status.
A piece of red meat on a hot grill and turn it into a burnt offering.
Just catch it, cut it, cook it.
This is episode 148. Outdoor cooking season is here. On this episode of Huntivore, Nick discusses his love for outdoor cooking and the simplicity and joy that it brings. He shares his experience of cooking for his 39th birthday over a charcoal grill. He emphasizes the pleasure of cooking over live flame and the enhanced experience that it brings. So light your charcoal and click your tongs on this outdoor edition of Huntivore. Well, hey, folks, beautiful morning here in Michigan. I tell you what, this is one of those mornings where, yeah, we had to get up early, currently hitting the record button here at 5 a.m. Only spot that I could find to really come and sit down and chat with you. I am your ever busy, ever running behind host, Nick Otto. And, yeah, today is like no other. Personally, like we have like a week and a half left, at school. So it is all hands on deck. It is wrapping up everything. And yeah, with my creme de la creme, my piece de la resistance being the field day at the end of the year coming Friday, there's a lot of things I got to get finished up by then. But then at the same time, hey, then it's coasting for the last week there, at least wrapping things up. So yeah, in this time of being hectic, also runs my birthday. 39 years old this year. I was talking with a lot of people, and they were like, how do you feel? Do you feel like you're 39? Do you feel like you're getting older? And of course, there are some days where I definitely feel like that. But for the most part, I think mentally, I feel like I'm 18. And maybe that's the problem that I have in life, is that I'm running this body pretty hard, and I need to take it easy. But that's neither here nor there. Today, I really wanted to talk about, actually, it has a little bit to do with my birthday, is getting outside and finally getting outdoor equipment ready to go, getting your ability to cook outside primed for this summer. I had my chance to get out to my charcoal grill, my PK original. I went out and hit it with a wire brush just to make sure that there wasn't a ton of rust on the grates. And then, yeah, fired it up, licked it with some oil, and then started cooking. I really, for my birthday, I was like, I just want something simple on the grill. I just want to bring out my cast iron to have it right next to my back straps that are searing at that moment. I want to get the asparagus that was sitting in the fridge. I really wanted that. And then, of course, you know, in the back of my mind, I have the wife's voice in my head saying, hey, don't forget sides. Don't forget, you know, you're going to need a starch or something. And so that's where I really dove in. It was like, hey, baked potatoes. We can't go wrong with a baked potato. And just having those three elements be the main feature of my birthday dinner, I was like, this is what I wanted. I wanted backstrap, I wanted asparagus, and a baked potato. That is a meal of kings. And I think mainly because I was so excited about it is because there was not a ton of prep. There was not a ton of little finute adjustments. There wasn't a temperature control that I was necessarily going for. It was stand by the grill, let the heat do the work, pull it off, and go eat it. It really was a throwback to a day gone by. And I really like, this is what I wanted to talk about today, I guess, because I got really excited about it, is we're really getting back into, you know, generations back where we didn't have all of the probes and sensors and fine-tuning that we do today. Now, I am going to say that has also made myself a better cook and a better handler of my wild proteins. I feel more confident being able to bring something to a specific temperature or having the consistency of that not raising and lowering and having a steady temperature to be able to do that. But at the same time, being out next to the grill, and if I needed to adjust the heat, I had to lift the grate and move the charcoal around. If I wanted more intense direct, I had to move the piece of meat to that bed of coals. And if I wanted to back off that heat, it wasn't a knob, it wasn't a dial, I didn't have to figure that out. I didn't need an app. I grabbed the piece of meat with my tongs and moved it away. That was control. That was me applying knowledge. That was me living in the moment. And I think that's what comes alive when we cook outside, when you cook over live flame, when you cook over a campfire. I think that's the majesty of when you roast a marshmallow. As simple as that seems, you put the marshmallow out there and you check it, and you put it back out there and you check it again. And when you get that perfect golden brown marshmallow, it's just beautifully just this amber gold color. You show it to the people around you. You're like, this is, it's so easy to do, but at the same time, look at what I've done. I've done this amazing feat. And then, of course, you're going to stick it back in. You're going to let it, you're going to flame out the outside to char it all up, and then you're going to slap it into a s'more. But then there's the same thing of like roasting hot dogs just on a stick. The majesty, or excuse me, the simplicity of being able to just reach in the stick, get the weenie hot, and then pull it back and check it out, and then just repeat back and forth. That in itself just brings a level of excitement. Being able to cook over that live flame really makes you feel in the moment. It really draws in your attention. You're not waiting on an alarm. You're not waiting on some sensor to tell you when to move. It's all you. It's your vision. It's your smell. It's your touch. You know, when I got those charcoal, when I got the charcoal hot, it was, I put my hand over the charcoal to feel the intense heat coming up to see how long I could hold my hand there. One, two, ooh, that's a hold three. That's a hotbed right there. Let's kick that around. We're looking for a, we're looking to get my hand there for five. I don't need necessarily a 3 second hold heat, but that's my gauge. That's like, how hot is it? I'm going to put my hand over it. I'm going to use something real. I'm going to use the sensations of my hand to know how hot that is. That was really fun. And maybe I'm glorifying just something so simple, but at the same time, I feel like something so simple like that of cooking outside without any assistance from anything else, I feel like that is something that is also needed in this hectic, crazy time. We have three boys, and all three boys happen to be in multiple sports, something of which I have strong opinions against. But at the same time, here we are. Welcome to living with a family is that you're going to have, even though you think no, the rest of everybody thinks yes. So here we are, multiple days, multiple sports, all over the place. We come home and it's really like quick meals. And it's been just a time of flash and go. Now, have I loved watching my boys perform the sports that they love and excel and build friendships within their teams? Absolutely. I would not trade that for the world. But I also have been looking at my to-do list of what I want to do in the kitchen or what I want to make, and there's just no time. So it keeps getting pushed off. Summer is going to be, I think, fun. Summer, I think I'm going to spend a lot of time trying to catch up on writing, catch up on cooking different dishes. I know I've got a bunch of trim made up. I want to get the sausage stuffer out. I need to go get some casings. We want to be making some brats. We want to be making some sausages, but there's just no time right now. So anyway, that'll be on the docket soon. But my simple backstrap of salt, pepper, and garlic powder that I let sit on the counter till it was room temp, you know, maybe an hour. As I did that, I prepped the potatoes so that they could go. I cheated on that one. We didn't go outside. We just went into the oven. I didn't get the charcoal ripping quite quick enough to get those to be put on the grill. But then at the same time, bringing the cast iron out and just doing the asparagus right there on the grill itself. It was really just a time to slow down. Really just a great time to focus in on one specific thing. And then when I was able to bring all of it to the table inside, everybody got to enjoy it. It wasn't a manufactured smoke. It really was smoke. The flavor that we had on the backstrap, it was just as simple as it could be. Seasoned perfectly with salt, pepper, and that garlic powder. And then at that point, then the venison flavor took over. You knew exactly what you were eating. And I think that was the beauty of it. We had undone parts of asparagus, down by the root. And then we also had a little bit overdone, a little bit of that crisp on the pointed tips. And then that perfectly done middle with a few hot spots here and there being from that it was, you know, cast iron on a grill, loads of butter, a ton of salt. Like that in itself was just an amazing dish of these are whole items. Don't mess with them. Just heat them up, put some color on them, and enjoy. And that's really, really what we did. I kind of feel like that's how my 39th birthday was, too. There was nothing crazy about it. There was nothing insane about my transition into this next year. Maybe it's because I've had 39 of them. But at the same time, like, I've enjoyed people saying happy birthday. I've enjoyed people asking, like, how do you feel? And to respond with to them saying, like, mentally, I'm 18 years old. Now, you know, my knee, I'm now in the old man stage. I have a knee that bugs me. In fact, right now we had a front come through and it's been more agitated than ever. I think I've got a meniscus tear in there. It's not worth the surgery, but it's also one of those, like, I got to find a way to strengthen this knee. I got to find a way to strengthen the muscles around it so that keeps things stable. It's the same knee I had ACL surgery on, but at the same time, that doesn't seem to be the issue right now. We can still plant, we can still twist, we can still do what we need to. We just got to make sure that it's warm, ready to go. But that went right along with my 39th, is that, you know what, it is special. It is one more before the big 4-0, but at the same time, it's also, what a great time to just quick reflect. And a lot of my reflecting has been around just the simple things. You know, my family at sporting events, watching them grow up, me standing next to my grill, my charcoal grill, and just putting backstrap asparagus and baked potatoes for my birthday. That was picture perfect.
Dry-aged steaks used to be a steakhouse-only indulgence. An old-world charcuterie was pricey due to being imported or created at a small batch-specific scale. Thanks to UmiDry, their synthetic dry aging bags and casings allow you to create these meat crafting treats in your own kitchen. Working in tandem with your fridge, the UmiDry bag material allows moisture and air to pass through, making it possible to dry age large cuts of steaks or roasts. Paired with their curing and seasoning kits, along with safe and easy to follow instructions, salamis and dry sausage are well within your grasp. Use the link in the show notes and sign up for the newsletter to receive 10% off your order. UmiDry, helping us elevate our wild game from the home kitchen.
Okay. Second thing. Well, yeah, so I wanted to keep going along now here with my outdoor cooking. So the second thing I wanted to kind of bring up is that cooking outside brings with it an element of entropy. As in, things are going to degrade at a rate that's going to be consistent, and it's just going to happen. There's nothing you can do about it. Rust and dust, critters are going to nest. Things are constantly attacking your outside equipment. One of the biggest ways that you can combat that is bring it from the outside in. You can bring it inside. That's going to help with a lot of stuff. But at the same time, wear and tear and intense heat does take a detriment upon a lot of those elements on whatever vessel, whatever implement you're going to be cooking with outside. Because you got that intense heat, and then as it cools down, you're going to have that rust factor. Rust just loves to find a weakness. Repeated heating of elements is going to do that. At the same time, throwing flesh onto metal, that's also going to rust it out. And here's what we're doing is we're getting these things ripping hot and then we're putting meat on it. And it's your grill, your grates and your grilling is going to take a beating. on my PK. I love that. I love that unit. It the shell is okay. Everything about it. It is oxidizing a little bit on the outside. I need to find a way to clean that up, at least on the underside. But all my vents are still working out great. The hinge is doing awesome. The cart that it's on, you know, it's aluminum. It's not having any problems. Biggest problem I've had with is the grill grate itself. When you have such thin grill grates and you use it and use it and use it, it's eventually going to give up. Now, mine hasn't given up, but my grill grate looks sad. And so I want to say probably my first tip for outdoor cooking is just get it in your head that you're going to have whatever unit you've got, there's going to be some consumable parts, whether it be a gas grill, whether it be a charcoal grill, whether it be even your big green egg. There's going to be some pieces that you're going to get the lifespan of like 1 to 2 years. I would say I'm on this grill grate here. I'm going on 4 years on it. I've really brought it to its end. There's one rod that has been broken. And so there's kind of like a weak spot now in my normal hot area. So I've actually had to adapt it. I scooted over the bed of coals. I've adapted to bring that over so I'm not putting anything on that cracked area. But it's like, well, there's the consumable that needs to be fixed as I need a new grill grate. Just like a kettle grill with a Weber, that outside enamel cover is going to do well. The base is going to do well. Your thicker stainless steel or wrought iron grate on the bottom for catching your charcoal, that's going to be just fine. It's going to be the smaller sensitive grill grate that you're actually putting your food on. So yeah, making that a consumable and like trying to get a new one of those every 3-4 years, that might be a good thing. I know for me, I need to put that on my list, is to get a new grill grate. But then if you're on a gas grill, it even opens up a little bit further. Even cheap models, like the standby Charbroil. I call it a cheap model, but you know what? How much food gets cooked on one of those grills out of a big box store, one of those Charbroils? Those things are champs. Those things just do a good job. And you can go online. If you've had yours for a number of years, same thing. I had a 4-burner Charbroil gas grill, and unfortunately, I just stopped using it. I was getting into other areas, and I really enjoyed my charcoal grill. The gas grill was top dog for burgers and dogs when we had big events. But the problem was is that the amount of big events that we were hosting was going down and down and down. So there it sat, there it sat, there it sat. So there were a lot of replaceable pieces on there that you can easily pick up. If life has gotten out of your gas grill, pop the top off that. Take a look at not just the heat vents, but pull those up and see where your gas jets are at. Maybe it's as simple as unscrewing the gas jet and slapping a new one in. I know that really brought life back to my Charbroil. And in fact, we had a small group member. They're a real young couple. They got their first house and he didn't have a grill. And I said, you know what? Let me donate you my 4-burner because I'm not using it. It's literally taking up space. If you don't want it, just junk it. But this is going to be that second life out of it. So I threw in the new burners. I put on new tents, new heat tents on it. Put the grill back on, and that sucker, I mean, it's as good as when I brought it home. Performs really well, gets hot when you need it to get hot, stays nice and mild when you need it to stay mild. So we wheeled that over, and he's been enjoying that now this past year. And so just getting a little extra life out of what you have with a simple expenditure of some of those consumable pieces. They make them cheap, but you know what? They give you a second chance by letting you buy that cheap part again. So yeah, looking at that new grill grate on my PK. It's funny, I'm actually writing that down as we speak so that I get that. The other piece of equipment I use is Blackstone. I use that, or, you know, just a griddle. You know, it just happens to be the travel edition of the big Blackstone. It's the 22-inch, which at the same time, a 22-inch griddle has a lot of real estate. You can feed a lot of people off just that travel unit. I find it a little bit better, too, because it's a tabletop version, so I can move it where I need to. I can still put out the same BTUs as the big one, but I don't know, just a little bit easier to handle. But at the same time, I also use it in a camping application. That unit lives in my camper. But that was, we've already been on our first camping trip, and when I pulled that out, I think just like any person who lives in the northern states, you're automatically disappointed, because when you pull it out, you have a lot of work to do. Even if you season it really, really well, you still have rust damage. You still have some elbow grease to apply. And if it's definitely one that you've left outside, if you've definitely just like, oh, I'll put the cover on, it'll be fine. Humidity is a bugger on these things. And that mine succumbed to the humidity over the winter, is any of that moisture gets there, it begins to immediate surface rust, and then it just spreads and spreads and spreads and spreads. So, like with any one of those griddles, it's going to take some elbow grease to get it back ready to go. Mine, I actually used a really aggressive Brillo pad. Not the green, the purple. And that one, I didn't have to get too intense with it. It was really just the surface. But being able to go add some water onto it, really scrub all the corners, scrub those areas of rust, get anything that was flaking off to flake it off. That's not seasoning, that's just burnt on something. Get that off, get down to what appears to be bare steel at that point, rinse that all off with some hot water, continue to wipe, rinse, and then wipe off, rinse and wipe off. Get as much of that rust off as possible. Once that surface is looking nice and clean, then you can begin that seasoning process. You know, they post it everywhere that you put your oil on, or put on your whatever you're going to use for your seasoning, the store-bought seasoning. I mean, I was using lard at that point. Put my lard down, let it really heat up and smoke up. Do it again and do it again, do it multiple times. And then eventually you'll build up that seasoning, that darkened surface, and it's ready to go. I've seen people try to cut corners with that, to use a sanding pad and to use a wire wheel. You know, that if you're using something that, you know, like a sanding pad, that may be okay. But I feel at that point you're also, it's just maybe a little bit too aggressive on a surface like that. The wire wheels really get me nervous, just because that those wires do break off. That's what, even when cleaning your grill, they have those wire brushes. You don't necessarily want to take those to the surface that you're cooking on, just because one of those could stick on that grill, and that's not fun. But then it's also the burring factor. I've seen guys use wire wheels, or I've even seen them use an angle grinder, with a sanding pad on their grill surface. And it's not so much that it's not working. It's definitely working. But if there's not enough control with that tool, you could burr that surface. And that's going to be a hang up, not necessarily for just you on the cooking surface, but, you know, you could catch that on your hand. You're just creating this sharp surface that maybe you weren't expecting. That's going to, you could cut yourself, or even worse, it's going to tear your beloved steak or your hard-earned dish that you're trying to create. It's going to become a hazard. So I would advise maybe not going with the power tool, but stick with the elbow grease. on that. And I know, like, because it's a steel, it's a little bit different than an iron. When you go for some of those deep cleans and you're like, I'm just going to re-season this thing. I'm not even going to worry about the seasoning that I have. Throwing on some soap on that to scrub that in, try to, you know, loosen up as every bit, float every little bit of dirt, grit, grime, and rust off. Awesome. You know what? I just wouldn't do it a lot, but at the same time, that's a great way to start if you're trying to get rid of all the seasoning and start fresh. I didn't get rid of all of the seasoning that I had. I had two sections that were still looking really good, but now it's definitely a more uniform surface now for getting out there. And I'm hoping that this weekend, you know, we're launching this on Thursday, so I'm hoping that this Friday we'll be able to get that exact piece of equipment out and get some meat onto that. I think we've been hired up to do some pizzas, so I might do the first round of the crust. My brother-in-law, I think, is bringing along his pizza oven, so we might be doing a lot of play with the outdoor stuff. So yeah, short episode, quick episode, maybe not a ton of information, but maybe some tidbits that you should be taking along with you. What's the state of your outdoor equipment? Have you gone to your grill yet? It is Memorial Day. Is your Blackstone or is your griddle in a state of disrepair or distress and it needs to be given some love? Whatever your implement that you're trying to do, let's get it ship shape. Summer is here. And those knives in the kitchen that we're also forgetting about, let's put it on an edge on them and make sure that they stay very sharp.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.